Welcome to this podcast about Island Copper Mine and Rupert Inlet in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Island Copper was an open-pit mine at the northern end of Vancouver Island on Rupert Inlet at the head of Quatsino Sound, about 4.6 miles east of Cole Harbour and 8.5 miles south of Port Hardy, British Columbia. The mine extracted a copper molybdenum gold deposit from quartz feldspar rocks associated with the island plutonic suite, a series of igneous intrusions in a geological formation called the Bonanza Volcanics overlying the Rangelia terrain. Rupert Inlet was historically known as Rupert Arm, named after Fort Rupert, the Hudson's Bay Company trading post established on Beaver Harbor near Port Hardy. The area is the traditional territory of the Kwakwaka'wakw people, meaning Kwakwala-speaking peoples, which includes the Haisla, Wikinuxf, and Haltsuk. Quatsino Sound extends east from the Pacific Ocean and branches into several smaller inlets, creating an intricate complex of bays and islands. It is the northernmost of five sounds on the west coast of Vancouver Island. The others are Queequot Sound, Nootka Sound, Clayoquot Sound, and Barclay Sound. Near the Pacific entrance, Forward Inlet extends north and branches into smaller inlets, including Winter Harbor. Koskimo Bay and Caprino Harbor lie farther east, with Drake Island near the eastern end. Narutsos Inlet extends southeast from Drake Island. The town of Port Alice lies near its end. East of Drake Island, Quatsino Narrows. A tidal rapid connects the eastern end of Quatsino Sound to Holberg Inlet and the smaller Rupert Inlet. Island Copper Mine on Rupert Inlet's northern shore was operated by BHP Minerals of Canada before closing in 1995 when copper molybdenum gold ore reserves were depleted. At peak capacity, the mine employed almost 1,000 people and produced approximately 30,000 tons of ore monthly containing 27% copper. Other minerals extracted included molybdenum, gold, silver, and rhenium. The pit bottom reached 1,320 feet deep and below sea level. The tailings were dumped at several locations surrounding the main pit, the largest being Rupert Inlet Beach and the North Dump. The beach site represents about 400 million tons of tailings dumped into Rupert Inlet, affecting benthic marine life owing to heavy metal content. The pit was flooded in 1995 at the conclusion of mining. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.